Don, I'm so excited about this. I got this just for this lesson.
Oh.
Number one, have you ever been to a game or a sporting event or an event in your life where you were so excited that you just cheered?
Oh, yes.
Yes? Have
Yes.
you ever used one of these?
I haven't.
Well, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
We're number one. Okay, I want you to think about a time in your life where you have been at an event where you just cheered and your arms were up and it was just such elation, so excited. That is what's going on in the storyline in Exodus chapter 14. Y'all want to go there because you have to see this verse. It's one of my favorite parts of the story where the children of Israel finally get to leave Egypt. All of the plagues have happened, and in Exodus chapter 14, verse 8, and the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with a high hand. They are so happy. Then they have the wonderful miracle of the Red Sea being parted. And not only parted, but I love how the verse of scripture specifically says they walk through on dry land. That always blows my mind.
Mine too.
It should have been muddy. There should be
Yeah.
dead fish everywhere,
Yeah.
right? Dry land? So they walk through on dry land. They know that God lives. They've witnessed this miracle through the power of Moses. It's such a cool moment. And when the sea comes back together, then you get Exodus 15. You get this beautiful song called the Song of the Sea. And they sing and they praise their Lord. And it is so cool. And after all of that together, this moment that they're experiencing, the next thing they do is murmur. So in today's episode, we're going to talk to you about what they're murmuring about. Welcome to Jesus Christ in Scripture, Finding Christ on Every Page. I'm Tammy Uzalak Hall. This is my friend, Dr. Donald W. Perry, and we are so excited to share with you this storyline. So turn in your scriptures to Exodus chapter 14. This is the Come Follow Me lesson, Exodus 14 through 18, and this is part two of our discussion on these verses of Scripture. Okay, Don, so they murmured.
So this is yet another scriptural passage that points to Jesus Christ.
Okay.
So Jehovah, who is Jesus Christ, gave them manna, and then Jesus Christ, as a mortal, likens the manna to himself.
Yes.
So we're going to look at this and we'll look at some parallels.
I'm
What a
ready.
powerful story. So this is our objective in the Capernaum, and that means Kfar Nahum. Capernaum. Kfar is village of Nahum.
Wow.
That's what it means. We say Capernaum, but it's village of Nahum. The synagogue, the mortal Jesus Christ spoke of man and called himself the living bread which came down from heaven. In this important speech, Jesus himself puts forth some parallels. Manna, first of all,
What does it mean
what
in
does it
Hebrew?
mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, quoting a very wonderful lexicon called the Dictionary of Classical Hebrew. So this is a Hebrew, manhu. Now, a lot of scholars say it means, what is it? So this is what it looks like. The Israelites getting up in the morning and it's on the ground and they look at it. What is it? And that's how we got the name manna.
Yeah.
Now there's one problem, and that what in Hebrew is ma, mem, hey. So the scholars recognize that, but a lot of them say it means, what is it? So here's what some of the scriptures say. After the children of Israel complained that they missed the flesh pots and bread of Egypt, the Lord told Moses that he would rain bread from heaven.
And flesh pots means meat, right?
Yeah,
Okay.
meat.
Because that
Yeah.
seems weird, but meat, okay.
Yeah. So rain bread from heaven, and this was called manna, or the grain of heaven, or the bread of the angels. And Exodus 16:31 describes manna as being like coriander. I don't know what that means. I
I
don't
cook
know.
with it.
Coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. Sounds kind of good.
Sounds delicious.
So God fed Israel this special bread for 40 years. The manna ceased the day after the Israelites partook of the produce in the promised land.
Good
So here's
picture.
an image. I quite like this one. It's Israel gathering manna, an artist representation. So manna symbolized Jesus Christ, who is the living bread. In the synagogue mentioned before, Jesus taught the people, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, and now they're dead. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh. Now there are more parallels than eight, but I'm just giving eight so people will get kind of a feel between manna and Jesus Christ.
This is cool. Okay, so here's what we have. Manna. God called manna bread.
Jesus called himself the bread of life and living bread.
Manna provided the Israelites with temporal life.
Jesus, the living bread, provides all with eternal life. I am the living bread. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever.
Manna came from heaven. The Lord told Moses, I will rain bread from heaven.
Jesus is the bread which cometh down from heaven.
The Lord God gave manna to the children of Israel.
God gave his only begotten Son to the children of men.
There was enough manna for every person.
And the atonement of Jesus Christ is infinite and sufficient to cover all of us.
Every person received his fill of manna. They gathered every man according to his eating.
Jesus fills those who are spiritually hungry. I am the bread of life, he said. He that cometh to me shall never hunger.
Manna was undeserved. The Lord said, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. At even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread.
Jesus died for undeserving sinners. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Concerning those who overcome the world, they will be given to eat of the hidden manna.
Jesus, the living bread, is hidden or unknown to the wicked, but revealed to the righteous. Mm-hmm. To continue with manna being Christ-centered, three things were put in the Ark of the Covenant, which we're going to talk about very soon in one of these episodes, mm-hmm. the Ark of the Covenant, but they were put inside the box, the Ark. One is a container of manna, one was the tablets of the law, and one was Aaron's rod, which blossomed.
That'll be fun when we get to talk about that. Here's what President D. Todd Christofferson said. By providing a daily sustenance, one day at a time, Jehovah was trying to teach faith to a nation that had, over a period of some 400 years, had lost much of the faith of their fathers. He was teaching them to trust him, to look unto him in every thought, doubt not, fear not. He was providing enough for one day at a time, except the sixth day. They could not store manna for use in any succeeding day or days. In essence, the children of Israel had to walk with him today and trust that he would grant a sufficient amount of food for the next day, on the next day, and so on. In that way, he could never be too far from their minds and hearts. And it makes me think of that saying that it was easier to get the children of Israel out of Egypt than it was to get Egypt out of the children of Israel.
I like that.
And you can see that in this experience. And it just kind of made me think about how am I relying on the Lord? And when I have my number one, this is the best, God help me get through this moment, am I quick to murmur? And if I am quick to murmur, all right, well, just gather around because God has not forsaken you. And he's probably going to send you manna because he wants you to constantly remember him. So study that story throughout this week and apply it to your own personal lives. What is the Lord asking you to partake of? Trust that he's doing the right thing, that he knows how to do all things for his children that he loves. And that's the message of manna. We'd like to know, how does manna connect to Christ for you? Don shared 8. He said there are others, but Don and I would love to know. Give us some examples you can think of how manna connects to Jesus Christ and how that connects to you. Thanks for joining us for this episode. Have a great week. Shalom and goodbye.